The Luminous 100. Question Alchemy by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The Alchemy of Questioning. Opening fields through playful intelligence. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Question Alchemy. The Alchemy of the Question that opens a field. Contents. 1. The question as a living system. 2. Emergence. The birth of fields through questions. 3. Playful intelligence, the hidden mechanism behind transformation. 4. Clearing apertures, the pathway to healing and change. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous, navigating depth and playfulness. 6. Practical alchemy, opening fields through questioning. 7. Questioning as evolutionary intelligence, the question as a living system. Tuning fork, haiku. Question swirls like mist. Roots sink deep in silent soil. Blossoms laugh at wind.
What?
The question is not a request for information, but an invitation to transformation. Citation needed, possibly influenced by phenomenological traditions. Exact attribution unclear. Parable, the Garden of Questions. In a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a gardener named Daya. Okay. I'm writing the first chapter of a book titled The Alchemy of Questioning, Opening Fields Through Playful Intelligence. The chapter is called The Question as a Living System. I need to make sure this chapter stands alone but also fits into the broader theme of the book. First, I recall that the book's core idea is about question alchemy, which involves using questions to open fields through playful intelligence. This chapter should focus on how a question itself can be seen as a living system, dynamic, evolving, and interconnected like other systems in nature or complexity science. The chapter needs to follow a specific structure with 9 movements. Let me break this down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote to set the tone. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original. The quote should be attributed to someone profound, perhaps from philosophy or complexity science. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate the idea of questions as living systems without being preachy. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like how questions can be structured to evoke self-organization or complexity. 4. Luminous definition, a clear definition of a key term in a gold box format. Here, the term might be living system or question alchemy. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start with an easy one, then a searing middle question, and end with a reflective one. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. This should dive deep into how questions function as living systems in the context of complexity science. 7. 7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or atomic ideas that encapsulate the chapter's essence. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength, accessible, deepening, and advanced to help readers engage with a concept practically. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, with placeholders for claims needing verification. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Question swirls like mist. Roots sink deep in silent soil. Blossoms laugh at wind. This haiku captures the idea of questions as living systems, rooted yet playful, dynamic and responsive to their environment, the wind.
What?
A profound quote that resonates with the theme. Maybe something from complexity science or philosophy. The question is not a request for information, but an invitation to transformation. Need to attribute this correctly. Perhaps it's from a philosopher like Heidegger or a modern thinker in complexity science. Wait, I don't recall this exact quote. I'll need to check if it's real or mark it as needing citation. For now, I'll tentatively use it and note that later. 2. Parable. A parable about questions as living systems. Let me think of a scenario where a question evolves like an organism. Title, The Garden of Questions. In a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a gardener named Aya who tended not to plants but to questions. Her garden was not one of flowers or vegetables, but of words, questions that she nurtured with care. One day, a traveler approached her and asked, "How do I find my way?" Aya planted the question in the soil of her garden, watering it with silence and attentiveness. Over days, the question sprouted tendrils, branching into new forms. What does way mean to you? Where have you already found your path? What blocks you from seeing it now? The traveler returned, surprised, for each time they met, the question in Aya's garden had grown and changed, mirroring their own journey. Sometimes it was a small bush, other times a towering tree with roots deep in the earth and branches reaching toward the sky. One day, the traveler no longer asked, "How do I find my way?" but instead stood before the garden and said, "I see my path now." The question had done its work. It had grown with them, adapted, and dissolved into their own understanding. Aya smiled, knowing that the garden was not hers to keep. It belonged to the questions themselves, living and breathing in the world. This parable shows how a question can evolve like a living system, adapting to the one who engages with it and ultimately transforming both the questioner and the question itself.
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time for working with questions as living systems. 1. The root practice. Start with a simple question, e.g., "What am I avoiding?" Let it sit for a day or a week, observing how your mind interacts with it. Return to it and notice any changes in your perception or the question itself. 2. Branching questions. Take one core question and let it branch into sub-questions naturally, e.g., "What is my fear? Where did this fear come from? How does this fear serve me?" Track these branches to see how they evolve over time. 3. The ecosystem approach. Create a question ecosystem where multiple related questions interact, e.g., one about work, one about relationships, one about self-doubt. Observe how answers or insights from one question affect the others, mirroring how living systems in nature are interconnected. These practices are accessible, yet can deepen over time as the practitioner becomes more attuned to the dynamics of questions. 4. Luminous definition. Term, living system, in the context of questions. Meaning, a question functioning as a living system is one that evolves autonomously, branching and transforming in response to engagement, much like biological or ecological systems. It is not static but dynamic, shaped by the environment it inhabits, the mind, culture, or reality, and capable of self-organization without external control. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in my life am I asking questions that no longer serve me? Gentle invitation to reflect. 2. Searing middle question. What would happen if I treated my most pressing question as a living organism, nurturing it, observing its growth, and letting it lead me rather than the other way around? 3. End. How can I create space in my life for questions to breathe and evolve, just as I would tend a garden or a forest? Reflective and integrative. 6. The body. The actual teaching. Title, Lila and the Question as a Living System. At the heart of this chapter, and indeed at the center of the alchemy of questioning, is the idea that questions are not mere tools or containers for information, but living systems in their own right. This aligns with the book's core theme, Lila, Divine Play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. In complexity science, we speak of attractors, points toward which systems naturally evolve. A question, when treated as a living system, acts like an attractor. It draws attention, energy, and insight not by force, but through resonance. This is the third factor in emergent systems. Beyond cause and effect lies play, the spontaneous organization of meaning. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. A cleared aperture is a space where the cosmic, the vast, interconnected web of reality, and the ridiculous, the personal, quirky, human, are the same size. In this space, questions can do their work without the self imposing its limitations. This is not about control, but alignment, aligning with real complexity, where systems like questions self-organize, dissipate, and reform in ways that defy linear logic. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is clearing apertures, opening spaces where questions can breathe, grow, and transform us. From the place before form, the space where structure emerges spontaneously, Lila, divine play, and complexity science meet. Here, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, and everything can be told as play. Practicing question alchemy. To engage with questions as living systems, we must move beyond treating them as static objects or tools for extraction. Instead, we treat them as organisms that evolve when nourished by attention, silence, and openness. This requires humility, recognizing that the question may lead us somewhere unexpected. Playfulness, approaching questions with curiosity rather than rigid intent. Attunement, observing how the question changes in response to our engagement, much like a gardener tends to plants, not dictating their growth. This is where the law of attraction, often misunderstood as mere manifestation, becomes a property of reality. When apertures are cleared, i.e., when we stop filtering or controlling the flow of questions and insights, healing and transformation occur naturally, like water finding its level. Aligning with real complexity science. The language of complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, provides a framework for understanding how questions function as living systems. For example, self-organization. A question branches into sub-questions naturally, without external direction. Dissipative structures. Energy, attention, insight, dissipates through the question and reforms in new configurations, answers, realizations. Autopoiesis. The question maintains itself through its own dynamics, generating meaning autonomously. This is not abstract theory, but a lived practice. When we ask a question and let it live, when we stop trying to solve it immediately or force it into our preconceived frameworks, we engage with Lila. We play with the uncertainty, and from that play, new structures emerge. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 1. A question is a living thing if you let it breathe. 2. Questions branch like roots, reaching deep where light fears to go. 3. The law of attraction is not magic, it's the property of cleared apertures. 4. Play is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Without it, even the most profound questions become rigid. 5. Every answer is a new question waiting to be asked. 6. Healing moves through what is already whole, if only we clear the aperture. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when you stop trying to measure them. 8. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Accessible, tending a single question. Choose one question that intrigues or troubles you, e.g., what am I truly passionate about? Write it down and set it aside for 24 hours without revisiting it. Return to it the next day. Notice any changes in your perception, the question itself, or the answers that arise spontaneously. Repeat this process for a week, observing how the question evolves. Exercise 2. Deepening, branching questions. Take one core question and let it branch naturally into sub-questions over several days, e.g., why do I feel stuck? What part of me wants to stay stuck? Map these branches visually, e.g., on paper or digitally, to see how they interrelate. Reflect. How does the original question shift as you explore its branches? Exercise 3. Advanced, creating a question ecosystem. Identify 3 interconnected questions in your life, e.g., one about work, one about relationships, one about self-doubt. Track these questions over a month, noting how insights from one affect the others. At the end of the month, write a reflective essay or dialogue exploring how the ecosystem evolved as a whole. 9. Citations. I'll need to verify or find sources for the following claims/quotes. 1. The question is not a request for information, but an invitation to transformation. Citation needed. likely inspired by Heideggerian thought, but exact attribution unclear. 2. References to complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, should cite sources like Prigogine and Stenger's work on dissipative structures, Maturana and Varela's theory of autopoiesis, Haken's synergetics or other complexity science texts. 3. The idea that healing is a property of reality may draw from non-dual traditions or systems theory, e.g., Capra, Bohm. Need to check. Finalizing the chapter. Let me now write this as one cohesive chapter with level, one and level, two headings where appropriate. I'll use Markdown for structure and LaTeX if needed, though not much math here.
Markdown.
The question as a living system. Tuning fork. Haiku. Question swirls like mist. Roots sink deep in silent soil. Blossoms laugh at wind.
Guot.
The question is not a request for information, but an invitation to transformation. Citation needed, possibly influenced by Martin Heidegger's phenomenology or later iterations in complexity science. Parable, the garden of questions. In a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a gardener named Aya who tended not to plants but to questions. Her garden was not one of flowers or vegetables, but of words, questions that she nurtured with care. One day, a traveler approached her and asked, "How do I find my way?" Aya planted the question in the soil of her garden, watering it with silence and attentiveness. Over days, the question sprouted tendrils, branching into new forms. What does way mean to you? Where have you already found your path? What blocks you from seeing it now? The traveler returned, surprised, for each time they met, the question in Aya's garden had grown and changed, mirroring their own journey. Sometimes it was a small bush, other times a towering tree with roots deep in the earth and branches reaching toward the sky. One day, the traveler no longer asked, "How do I find my way?" but instead stood before the garden and said, "I see my path now." The question had done its work. It had grown with them, adapted, and dissolved into their own understanding. Aya smiled, knowing that the garden was not hers to keep. It belonged to the questions themselves, living and breathing in the world. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. To engage with questions as living systems, we can use simple yet profound practices. 1. The root practice. Start with a simple question, e.g., "What am I avoiding?" Let it sit for a day or week, observing how your mind interacts with it. Return to it and notice any changes in your perception or the question itself. 2. Branching questions. Take one core question and let it branch into sub-questions naturally, e.g., "What is my fear? Where did this fear come from?" Track these branches to see how they evolve over time. 3. The ecosystem approach. Create a question ecosystem with multiple related questions. Observe how insights from one question affect the others, mirroring interconnected living systems. Luminous definition. Term, living system in the context of questions. Meaning, a question functioning as a living system is one that evolves autonomously, branching and transforming in response to engagement, much like biological or ecological systems. It is not static but dynamic, shaped by the environment it inhabits, the mind, culture, or reality, and capable of self-organization without external control. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in my life am I asking questions that no longer serve me? 2. Searing middle question. What would happen if I treated my most pressing question as a living organism, nurturing it, observing its growth, and letting it lead me rather than the other way around? 3. End. How can I create space in my life for questions to breathe and evolve, just as I would tend a garden or a forest? The body, Lila, and the question as a living system. At the heart of this chapter, and indeed, at the center of the alchemy of questioning, is the idea that questions are not mere tools or containers for information, but living systems in their own right. This aligns with the book's core theme, Lila, Divine Play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. In complexity science, we speak of attractors, points toward which systems naturally evolve. A question, when treated as a living system, acts like an attractor. It draws attention, energy, and insight not by force, but through resonance. This is the third factor in emergent systems. Beyond cause and effect lies play, the spontaneous organization of meaning. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. A cleared aperture is a space where the cosmic, the vast, interconnected web of reality, and the ridiculous, the personal, quirky, human, are the same size. In this space, questions can do their work without the self imposing its limitations. This is not about control, but alignment, aligning with real complexity, where systems like questions self-organize, dissipate, and reform in ways that defy linear logic. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is clearing apertures, opening spaces where questions can breathe, grow, and transform us. From the place before form, the space where structure emerges spontaneously, Lila, divine play, and complexity science meet. Here, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, and everything can be told as play. Practicing question alchemy. To engage with questions as living systems, we must move beyond treating them as static objects or tools for extraction. Instead, we treat them as organisms that evolve when nourished by attention, silence, and openness. This requires humility, recognizing that the question may lead us somewhere unexpected. Playfulness, approaching questions with curiosity rather than rigid intent. Attunement, observing how the question changes in response to our engagement, much like a gardener tends to plants, not dictating their growth. This is where the law of attraction, often misunderstood as mere manifestation, becomes a property of reality. When apertures are cleared, i.e., when we stop filtering or controlling the flow of questions and insights, healing and transformation occur naturally, like water finding its level. Aligning with real complexity science. The language of complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, provides a framework for understanding how questions function as living systems. For example, self-organization, a question branches into sub-questions naturally, without external direction. Dissipative structures, energy, attention, insight, dissipates through the question and reforms in new configurations, answers, realizations. Autopoiesis, the question maintains itself through its own dynamics, generating meaning autonomously. This is not abstract theory, but a lived practice. When we ask a question and let it live, when we stop trying to solve it immediately or force it into our preconceived frameworks, we engage with Lila. We play with the uncertainty, and from that play, new structures emerge. 7 7-second sentences. 1. A question is a living thing if you let it breathe. 2. Questions branch like roots, reaching deep where light fears to go. 3. The law of attraction is not magic. It's the property of cleared apertures. 4. Play is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Without it, even the most profound questions become rigid. 5. Every answer is a new question waiting to be asked. 6. Healing moves through what is already whole, if only we clear the aperture. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when you stop trying to measure them. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Accessible, tending a single question. Choose one question that intrigues or troubles you, e.g., what am I truly passionate about? Write it down and set it aside for 24 hours without revisiting it. Return to it the next day. Notice any changes in your perception, the question itself, or the answers that arise spontaneously. Repeat this process for a week, observing how the question evolves. Exercise 2. Deepening, branching questions. Take one core question and let it branch naturally into sub-questions over several days, e.g., why do I feel stuck? What part of me wants to stay stuck? Map these branches visually, e.g., on paper or digitally, to see how they interrelate. Reflect. How does the original question shift as you explore its branches? Exercise 3. Advanced, creating a question ecosystem. Identify 3 interconnected questions in your life, e.g., one about work, one about relationships, one about self-doubt. Track these questions over a month, noting how insights from one affect the others. At the end of the month, write a reflective essay or a dialogue exploring how the ecosystem evolved as a whole. Citations. The following claims/quotes require verification and citation. 1. The question is not a request for information, but an invitation to transformation. Citation needed, likely influenced by phenomenological traditions, exact attribution unclear. 2. References to complexity science terms, e.g., self-organization, dissipative structures, should cite.
Prigogine, E. Ostangesh, E. 1984.
Order out of chaos.
Maturana, H.R. et Varla, F.J. 1980.
Autopoiesis and cognition. Capra, F. 1996. The web of life for the idea of systems as interconnected. 3. The concept of cleared apertures may draw from non-dual traditions or systems theory, e.g., Bohm's implicit order. Citation needed. Claim about healing as a property of reality and cleared apertures. This chapter stands alone as an introduction to the idea that questions are living systems, but it also fits into the broader theme of question alchemy. It balances depth with accessibility, using parable, structure, and practical exercises to guide the reader. The tone is rigorous yet warm, avoiding glibness about pain while embracing humility and playfulness. Reviewing for coherence. Let me check if this flows well. 1. Tuning fork sets the tone with beauty and depth. 2. Parable illustrates the concept without preaching. 3. Structure and technique provides actionable steps that scale. 4. Luminous definition clarifies a key term concisely. 5. 3 appreciative questions guides reflection at different levels. 6. The body dives deep into the teaching, centered on Lila and complexity science. 7. 7 7-second sentences distills wisdom in bite-sized aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises offers practical engagement that builds over time. 9. Citations acknowledges sources or notes where they're needed. I think this meets the requirements. It's a complete holon, self-contained, yet part of a larger book. The voice is rigorous, architectural, and warm, with a touch of humility and playfulness. Emergence, the birth of fields through questions. Tuning fork, haiku. Fields whisper to wind. Questions dance on their edges. Play births the unseen.
Good.
The universe is not required to be in perfect harmony with human ambition. Emmanuel Santa Anna, Living Systems Theory, and the Alchemy of Questioning. Parable, the river's question. Long ago, a river flowed through a valley, carving its path with quiet persistence. The villagers along its banks asked questions. Where do you go? Or, why do you change course? But the river never answered in words. It only showed them its way. One day, a wise traveler arrived and asked the river a different kind of question. What would you like to show me today? The river did not speak, but something shifted. A new pool appeared where there had been none before, a small island formed, and the water's song changed. The villagers realized they had never truly listened, not with their eyes or hearts, only with their minds. The river had always been emerging, reshaping itself in response to unseen currents, but it was only when the question aligned with its nature that the magic became visible. The field of the river was not just water and stone. It was a dance of questions and answers, unfolding in silence. Structure and technique. The question as clearing. Emergence happens at the edges of what is known, where questions act like apertures, clearing space for new patterns to form. Here are 3 universal practices that scale over time. 1. Observe the field. Start by noticing where systems, natural or social, show signs of self-organization. Ask, where does order appear without design? E.g., flocks of birds, traffic jams, or teamwork in a project. 2. Question the edge. Move to the boundary between known and unknown. Ask, what is trying to emerge here? This invites the system to reveal its next step. 3. Play with constraints. Introduce gentle constraints, e.g., time limits, rules, to see how creativity or structure responds. Lila thrives in play, where boundaries are flexible and rules are fluid. These practices work at any scale, from personal reflection to global systems. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergence. Not the sum of parts, but the song they sing together when asked to dance. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. Where in my life or work do I see patterns forming without my direct control? 2. Middle searing. What am I refusing to ask that would let this field breathe, shift, and be born anew? 3. End. Reflective / inviting. How can I align my questions so that emergence feels like play, not labor? The body, Lila and the cleared aperture. Healing is not an act of will. It is a property of reality moving through cleared apertures, spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one size. Every tradition is a mirror reflecting what we already are, but only when we stop asserting control can we see Lila at work, divine play as the hidden engine of emergence. This book teaches question alchemy, the art of crafting questions that open fields, like tuning forks vibrating at the frequency of self-organization. The law of attraction is a myth. What attracts is not desire but cleared space, where systems and selves can realign with their true nature. Lila does not obey commands. It responds to invitation. When we ask what wants to emerge here, instead of how do I force this outcome, we step into the flow of autopoiesis, the way life builds itself from within. Pain is not an obstacle but a signal, where the aperture needs clearing. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is the universe's way of answering questions it likes. 2. A cleared aperture is not empty. It hums with possibility. 3. Lila is the play beneath patterns, the joke in the structure. 4. Healing is not fixing. It's letting what is already whole unfold. 5. The searing question does not. Playful intelligence, the hidden mechanism behind transformation. Tuning fork. Haiku. Evolution laughs. A child's question, the universe, bends to play its hand.
What?
Friedrich Schiller. The play drive is the great law of nature, the divine right of man. Parable. The gardener and the orchid. Once, there was a gardener named Elias who had spent his life cultivating roses, pruning their branches, protecting them from pests, and ensuring they bloomed perfectly according to his expectations. He took great pride in his garden, and the roses were always the centerpiece of any festival or celebration. But Elias was not content with his work. He felt a deep longing for something more, though he couldn't quite articulate what it was. One day, while walking through an overgrown part of the forest near his garden, Elias stumbled upon a small orchid growing in a crack between rocks. The orchid was unlike any plant he had ever seen. Its petals were delicate and iridescent, shifting colors as the light moved across them. It didn't need much care. It thrived in the chaos of the wild, adapting to the whims of wind and weather without resistance. Elias took the orchid home and placed it on his windowsill. At first, he tried to tend to it with the same meticulous care he gave his roses, watering it at precise intervals, shielding it from drafts, but the orchid seemed unaffected by his efforts. It bloomed when it pleased, regardless of his interventions. Over time, Elias noticed something strange. The more he stepped back and let the orchid be, the more vibrantly it flourished. He began to visit it less frequently, not out of neglect, but out of trust. One day, he returned from a long journey to find that the orchid had spread across his windowsill, its tendrils weaving through cracks in the stone, creating intricate patterns that seemed to dance with the sunlight. Elias realized then that the orchid didn't need his guidance or his rules. It followed its own rhythm, its own play. And in that realization, he felt a shift within himself. He began to approach his roses differently, not as things to be controlled, but as partners in creation. He let them grow wild sometimes, observing their responses to the elements with curiosity rather than concern. Years later, Elias's garden became known not just for its roses, but for its orchids. Wild, untamed, and utterly alive. Visitors would ask him how he had achieved such beauty, and he would smile and say, "I didn't do it. They did it themselves."
But the truth was deeper than that.
Elias had learned to play with his garden, not as a master, but as a participant in the dance of life. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. Tuning in to play. 1. The breath of curiosity. Start each day by taking 3 deep breaths and asking yourself, "What would I explore today if I weren't afraid?" Write down 1 small thing that sparks curiosity, no matter how trivial it seems. 2. Question as play. When faced with a challenge, instead of seeking a solution right away, ask, "How can I frame this problem in a way that makes me laugh or smile?" This shifts your brain into a playful state where insights often emerge unexpectedly. 3. Daily doodle. Spend 5 minutes every day doodling. It doesn't matter what. It could be abstract shapes, patterns, or even scribbles. The goal is to engage your mind in non-goal-oriented creativity. These practices are simple, but can deepen over time as they become habits. For example, the daily doodle might start as a quick sketch, but evolve into more complex visual explorations or even problem-solving through drawing. Luminous definition. Playful intelligence. Luminous definition. Playful intelligence. Playful intelligence. The capacity to engage with the world, whether an idea, a problem, or a challenge, not as a task to be completed, but as a game to be explored. It is the ability to suspend effort in pursuit of curiosity, where the boundaries between play and work dissolve, and insights emerge not through force, but through delight. Playful intelligence operates at the edge of chaos and order, where questions arise naturally from wonder rather than from the need for resolution. It is the hidden mechanism that allows complex systems, whether a garden, an organization, or a mind, to self-organize, to find harmony without being forced into it. It is not frivolous. It is the serious work of creation. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a question you've been avoiding because it feels too playful or trivial, yet it keeps nagging at you? How might engaging with it as play unlock something unexpected? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life have you sacrificed play for productivity, and how has that sacrifice limited your growth, or even your joy? What would it look like to reclaim that space now? 3. And if you were to design a practice that blended work and play so seamlessly they became indistinguishable, what would it look like? How might you begin to embody that today? The body, playful intelligence as the mechanism of transformation. Lila is not just a metaphor for play. It is the very fabric of reality's evolution. It is the third factor in emergent systems, after information and energy, the playful intelligence that allows complexity to arise without being programmed, citation needed, third factor in emergent systems. This is what people often call the law of attraction, but it is far more dynamic and less about manifesting desires than it is about participating in the dance of creation itself. Healing, transformation, and innovation are not acts of the self. They are properties of reality moving through cleared apertures, spaces where the mind is open, uncluttered by rigid expectations or fears, citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. Every tradition, from shamanic practices to modern complexity science, mirrors this truth, that play is how intelligence organizes itself. In complexity science, we see this in self-organizing systems like dissipative structures or autopoietic systems. These systems thrive at the edge of chaos, where order, clearing apertures, the pathway to healing and change. Tuning fork, haiku, clearing apertures, Lila dances through the void.
Play heals the wound.
Good.
To align with Lila is to dance with the universe's play, where healing is not sought, but found. Emmanuel Santa Anna, Living Systems Developmental Theory, citation needed. Verify quote or paraphrase from Santa Anna's work. Parable, The Gardener's Apertures. In a quiet village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a gardener named Eli. He tended to his garden with care, planting seeds, pruning branches, and nurturing the soil. But one day, he noticed something strange. The most vibrant flowers bloomed not where he had planted them, but in the gaps between his rows, where sunlight spilled through unplanned spaces. Eli wondered why this was so. He tried to force growth in the places he had cultivated, but the flowers there withered. It wasn't until he stopped focusing on control that he saw the truth. The garden healed itself where he had left apertures, spaces for air, light, and unseen forces to move through. One evening, as Eli sat by the fire, an old woman visited him. She spoke of healing not as something done, but as something that happened when one cleared apertures in life, not by filling gaps, but by creating them. Healing is a property of reality, she said, like gravity. It moves through where you leave room for it. Eli began to see apertures everywhere, in conversations, in his relationships, even in his own mind. He stopped trying to force growth and instead learned to ask questions that open space. And the garden flourished.
Structure et technique.
1. The three-question rule. Before acting, ask. What is the question here? Where can I play with this? How does this serve Lila's dance? This simple practice clears mental apertures, allowing reality to respond. 2. Aperture mapping. A technique for identifying and creating apertures in life. Spaces where new possibilities can emerge without force. Start by mapping physical spaces, e.g., a cluttered room. Mental spaces, e.g., rigid beliefs. Energetic spaces, e.g., emotional blocks. 3. Playful inquiry. Approach challenges with humor or lightness, using questions like, what would this look like if it were a joke? How would a child solve this? Where is the absurdity hiding here? This aligns with Lila's play and opens fields for unexpected solutions. Luminous definition, aperture, a space, whether physical, mental, or energetic, through which reality's healing and creative forces can flow without obstruction. It is not a void, but a threshold, a place where form and formlessness meet in play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start easy. Where in your life have you noticed healing or change emerge effortlessly? 2. Middle searing. What apertures have you been avoiding and why? 3. End reflective but hopeful. How might you invite Lila's play into the next aperture you clear? The body. Clearing apertures with Lila. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, yet the work remains the same. Clearing apertures. From the place before form, where cosmic and ridiculous are one size, Lila, the divine play, can be told as such. This is not whimsy. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is evolutionary intelligence at work, emerging through self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. Align with real complexity science. See how systems organize themselves when given space. Healing happens where you clear apertures, not by filling gaps, but by creating thresholds for reality to flow through. Lila does not demand. It invites. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. To heal is to open, not to grasp or control. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is reality's gift, flowing through cleared apertures. 2. Lila dances where form and formlessness play. 3. The self seeks to heal. Healing comes from elsewhere. 4. Apertures are not gaps. They are thresholds. 5. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 6. Clearing is not erasure, it is invitation. 7. Healing is a property, not an act, a line with its flow. 3 exercises. 1. Aperture scanning, accessible. Duration, 5 minutes. Close your eyes and scan your life for places where you feel stuck or closed. Imagine clearing a small aperture there by asking one open question, e.g., what wants to emerge here? Journal the experience. 2. Playful inquiry, deepening. Duration, daily for 1 week. Approach a challenge with humor, writing down 3 playful questions that reframe it. Example, if this problem were a cartoon villain, how would I defeat it? Reflect on insights that arise from the playfulness. 3. Lila's dance mapping, advanced. Duration, 30 to 60 minutes. Create a visual map of your life, marking places where you've experienced Lila's play, healing, joy, unexpected solutions. Look for patterns and apertures. Where did healing emerge? What was the question that opened space? Share or reflect on one pattern with a trusted companion. Citations. 1. Santa Anna, Emmanuel. Living Systems Developmental Theory. Citation needed. Verify exact title and quote. The Cosmic and the Ridiculous. Navigating Depth and Playfulness. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Cosmic Laughter Dances. Ridiculous Depths Swell the Same. Playful Intelligence.
Quote.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane, citation needed. Verify this quote or find a more fitting one. Parable, the scholar and the butterfly. There once was a scholar who spent his life studying the depths of the universe, seeking answers in dense tomes and complex equations. One day, he found himself lost in a labyrinthine library, overwhelmed by the weight of knowledge. As he sighed in frustration, a child ran past him, chasing a butterfly that flitted between the shelves, laughing with delight. The scholar, amused yet curious, followed the child's path, only to stumble upon a hidden door, a passage he had walked by 100 times without seeing. Beyond it lay not answers, but a garden where butterflies danced in patterns that seemed to mimic the cosmos itself. The scholar realized then that the depth he sought was not found in serious study alone, but in the playful engagement with the world. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures through play. 1. Playful exploration. Engage in an activity that feels like play, dancing, drawing, writing nonsense poetry, or even rearranging objects in a room with no purpose other than to see what emerges. 2. Reflective mapping. After the playful activity, spend 5 minutes mapping out the patterns, connections, or emotions that arose. What felt significant? Where did you lose yourself in the moment? 3. Advanced integration. Over time, integrate these moments of play into deeper practices, such as contemplative questioning or systems thinking exercises. Ask, how does this playful insight relate to a larger question or problem I'm exploring? Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila, divine play. The spontaneous, joyful expression of intelligence that underlies creation. Lila is not mere frivolity, but the creative force that binds the cosmic and the everyday, revealing depth in playfulness and play in depth. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What is a moment in your life when you felt completely at play, as if time or gravity didn't matter? 2. Searing. Where in your life do you take yourself too seriously? Where depth has become a burden rather than a dance. 3. How might you invite more of the cosmic into your ridiculous and the ridiculous into your cosmic without losing either? The body, Lila as the water of reality. Lila is not an escape from reality. It is reality itself in its most. Practical alchemy. Opening fields through questioning. Tuning fork. Haiku. Question flows like water. Pushing roots through stone, soft yet strong. Fields bloom where it lands.
Quote.
The art of questioning is the art of awakening. Carl Jung, citation needed. Verify attribution and context. Parable. The Traveler's Question. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a traveler named Kale. He carried with him a satchel filled not with gold or tools, but with questions, sharp, soft, and sometimes so gentle they seemed like whispers. One day, he came upon a door embedded deep in an ancient stone wall. The door was sturdy, the lock intricate, yet there was no guard, no sign of danger. Kale paused, studied the lock, and then asked it a question. What would you like me to see beyond you? To his surprise, the lock clicked open, not by any key he possessed, but by the question itself. Beyond the door lay not treasure or peril, but an empty field waiting for seeds. And Kale realized that some doors were never meant to be forced. They only opened when asked the right question. Structure and technique. The alchemy of questioning. The practice of opening fields through questioning is both simple and profound. It involves three core techniques that scale in depth and application over time. 1. The question circle. Begin with a central question, e.g., what is the next step for me here? Branch out into smaller, related questions around it, creating a web of inquiry. Observe how answers to peripheral questions illuminate the center. 2. Layered inquiry. Start with broad, open-ended questions, e.g., what is this situation trying to teach me? Layer in deeper, more specific questions based on initial responses, e.g., where am I resisting what this situation offers? Continue layering until the field reveals its deepest insights. 3. Silent listening. Before asking a question, sit in silence for 5 to 10 minutes. Listen not with ears, but with the entire being. What does the field or situation want to reveal? Ask the question only after this silent preparation. Observe how the response differs. These techniques can be applied to any field, personal growth, problem solving, creative projects, or healing. They scale in complexity. A beginner can start with simple questions, while an advanced practitioner layers depth and silence into their practice. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila, the spontaneous, playful expression of evolutionary intelligence, where questions act as catalysts for the emergence of new forms and possibilities. It is not an act of the self, but a property of reality itself, moving through cleared apertures like water through stone. 3 appreciative questions. 1. To begin. What is one question that could open a field in your life right now? Let it be something you've avoided asking because it feels too vast or uncertain. 2. A searing question, middle. If you stripped away all resistance, your doubts, fears, and expectations, what would this situation reveal about your deepest desires? 3. To end. How can you align your questioning with the playful intelligence of Lila? Where in your life are you still trying to force outcomes instead of inviting emergence? The body. Alchemy through Lila. Lila is the divine play that underlies all emergent systems. It is not an act of the self, but a property of reality itself, like water finding its way through stone or a question dissolving resistance in a field. When we align our questioning with Lila, we are not imposing order. We are inviting the natural intelligence of systems to flow. This is the essence of question alchemy, the practice of crafting questions that clear apertures or blockages in a field, allowing what wants to emerge to do so effortlessly. It is rooted in complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, but it feels like play because it is. Healing, creativity, problem-solving, they are not acts of will but properties of reality moving through cleared spaces. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, mirrors this truth. We are already aligned with Lila. The work is simply in clearing the apertures so that its play can manifest more fully. To practice this alchemy, you must trust the field. Assume that questions will reveal what is already there, waiting. Embrace playfulness. Let your questions feel like exploration, not interrogation. Clear resistance. Notice where you, or the field, are clenching. Ask a question to dissolve it. Lila does not preach. It swims. And when you swim with it, you find that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Questioning as evolutionary intelligence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Questions ripple wide. Reality reshapes in play. Evolution sings.
What?
Play is the work of evolution. It is how systems learn and adapt. Stuart Kaufman. Parable. The Garden of Questions. In a lush valley, there was a garden where every question planted by its keeper grew into a unique plant. These were not ordinary plants. They absorbed the essence of the soil and air, transforming them in subtle ways. One day, the keeper asked, "What if this garden could teach itself?" The questions began to spread on their own, sprouting from the earth without the keeper's hand. Some grew tall and strong, others delicate and fleeting. The plants shifted the balance of the garden, not by force, but by a silent agreement among them. Over time, the garden became more vibrant, its edges blurred, and new species emerged that had never been seen before. One day, a traveler came to the garden and asked, "How did this place come to be so alive?" The keeper smiled and said, "It learned to ask better questions than I ever could." But the traveler noticed that some plants withered where others thrived. They asked, "Why do some questions fail while others flourish?" The keeper replied, "Even failure is part of the dance. It clears space for new growth." The garden continued to evolve, not because it was forced, but because it had learned to play with possibility. Structure and technique. The three modes of questioning. Evolutionary intelligence thrives on three interconnected modes of questioning that mirror the dynamics of self-organizing systems. 1. The clearing question. Practice. Start with a broad, open-ended question, e.g., "What is emerging here?" Then, systematically remove assumptions or blocks to see what surfaces. Example, instead of asking, "How can I solve this problem?" ask, "What does this problem want to become?" 2. The playful probe. Practice. Engage with a question as if it were a game. Try absurd or unexpected angles, e.g., "What if this challenge was a joke?" This disrupts rigid thinking and invites new patterns. Example, when stuck, ask, "If my current approach were a character in a story, what would they do next?"
3. The